From NPR West, it's Day to Day. Coming up, finally, a sports story this summer about honest achievement. We'll hear about the 40-year-old woman who is still the fastest swimmer in the pool. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, Congress is heading out of Washington into the August recess. As it goes, a new poll from the Pew Research Center shows Democratic leaders may have some explaining to do back at home. Only one-third of Americans approve of their job performance. That's a little higher than President Bush's approval rating right now, but still not very good. NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us again from Washington. Juan, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So I hear you had dinner last night with one of those congressional leaders, Democratic Congressman Rahm Emanuel from Chicago. How was it?
Busy, because last night the Congress was in very late, and Rahm Emanuel and his colleagues were there close to midnight still trying to push legislation through. You know, the Democrats, as you see, was reflected in that poll, are seen as a Congress that has not gotten a great deal done. And so there's a last-minute push here before the August recess to build a record of accomplishment. Now they have gotten four bills through dealing with lobbying, child health care, minimum wage, the farm bill, all that, and they're putting it on the president's desk. And that will be an attempt to really stop the Republicans during the August recess from going home and saying, look at those Democrats, they didn't get anything done.
One other item, Juan, and I wonder if you did speak with the congressman about this. I just talked with Greg Miller of the Los Angeles Times about this intelligence court ruling and the holdup there and the strong desire on the part of the intelligence community to get Congress to pass some law that's going to make it okay for them to go back and intercept these messages that they can't get now.
Well, you know, this morning in the papers, Rahm Emanuel is quoted, Alex, as saying that loose lips sink ships, the old adage. And he points his finger at John Boehner, the Republican leader in the House, because apparently Boehner mentioned in an interview on Fox News television that, you know what, one of the judges ruled against the administration, which started this flurry of activity as they tried to regain the ability to monitor some of these phone calls that are routed through the United States. In the conversations, you know, I think that Rahm Emanuel and the Democrats are pointing at the Republicans and saying they're trying to load things onto any ability, any legislation that would correct the current problem caused by the judge's ruling. And they're not simply about correcting that, but trying to expand their powers of surveillance into other areas that might violate the Democrats' sense of civil libertarian concerns.
Democratic politics, Juan, and the presidential race. Front runners Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are sniping at each other again this week, and the subject is Pakistan. This came up in a speech by Senator Obama earlier this week. You were at that speech. What happened?
Well, it was at the Woodrow Wilson Center here, and it was, again, this is very interesting, Alex, because it's an extension of the controversy that started now more than a week ago at that YouTube debate where Barack Obama was asked if he would have conversations with people involved in the axis of evil.
Right. Would he go speak to them? And he said, yes, I would.
He said he would. And then Hillary Clinton said, this is really evidence that he is not prepared to be president. And now Barack Obama breaks with her again in terms of saying, I'm willing to go after Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. I think we're fighting the war on the wrong front in Iraq.
And he said unilaterally, if Pakistan doesn't agree to this, you know, I may send in U.S. military forces into Pakistan, whether they like it or not.
And he also introduced the idea of using nuclear weapons. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton shot back and said, well, look how irresponsible that is, and that he shouldn't be talking about something that may then hamstring him if he was ever in the White House, and suggested, again, this is evidence of Obama's lack of experience going in, and therefore proof of the fact that she is the more experienced candidate. So it's very interesting, because at the moment in the polls, what you see is that Hillary Clinton actually is increasing her lead nationally. It's an almost a 2-to-1 advantage that she holds over Barack Obama nationally, and even among groups where he had previously been very strong. But if you look inside Iowa, which is really what counts because it's the first state to go, right now there's a 3-way tie, Alex, with Barack Obama at 27%, Hillary Clinton at 26%, John Edwards at 26%. And obviously that's where the fight is, and Barack Obama thinks that he can make inroads there as the fresh face. Hillary Clinton thinks that she has to make inroads there as the experienced voice. I don't think we've heard the last of it.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.